We get things underway by welcoming back to the program our friend, sportscaster, author. His wonderful first novel, can't wait for the second one now, is called The Arm and the Fall, and he is likely appearing in a multiplex near you because he is a renowned actor as well. Gary Tanguay with us. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Rich, how you doing? That's quite an intro. Thank you.
It's the least I can do for you, my friend. So apparently this Tom Brady thing was for reals. It was not just ESPN pulling some hoax.
No, and I think that, I knew that it was for real, just reading the situation. My theory is that he wanted to make the announcement during the final episode of Man
right.
in the Arena.
Yes.
Which is, you know, that's common sense. I mean, I'm not, you know, I think a lot of us thought that. And I think that it leaked out. Now, I know that, you know, I have some friends at work down there, but there's ESPN and there's ESPN Plus, and ESPN Plus is like the entertainment side, and ESPN, where they have Sports Center and where Schefter and Darlington, and they're gathering news and trying to break stories. You know, they're kind of two different arms, if you will. So I don't know if somebody from ESPN Plus leaked it to Schefter, or somehow it got to Schefter and Darlington and they ran with it. And possibly Brady thought, well, there's no sense to try to keep it a secret. I might as well just announce it. He didn't even mention it on his interview with Jim Gray, his podcast with Jim Gray. Rather than trying to keep it a secret until the final episode was produced of Man in the Arena, he probably just said, to heck with it. Which really surprised me, because he has been so about the brand and about production company with Michael Strahan and Gautam Chopra. So I'm really surprised that he came clean, if you will, today. But I'm not surprised that he's doing it. I don't know, Rich. We've watched enough sports. I just had a feeling he was tired. You know, I just think he's tired. And, you know, God bless him. I mean, you know, 45 in the grind of doing this and doing it at a high level. How many players retire at this level? What, Jim Brown? Who else went out? You know, not a lot of guys go out on top.
No, I mean,
going out on top.
Ortiz had a great final year, but yeah, he was 40, and that, you know, that the end
Ortiz
is close.
Right. No, you're right, Ortiz. You know, so I saw one of his final interviews. He did it with William McGinnis of the NFL Network, and I thought, he let his hair go gray. You know, you could see the gray temples. And I went, for some reason, for me, I was just like, he's on his way out. He's done. You know, and I think it's crazy, but that's exactly what I thought. You know, because Brady never has. Dude, the guy's got fake hair. Okay, he's got fake hair. Fine.
Wait, now listen, Gary, they've said that about you, and I always defend you.
Well, I know my hair's not fake, and it's not gray, which is amazing. But Brady's got fake hair. And he colors, I mean, so what? But then when I saw that he was letting it go, Greg, he's done. How's that for analysis? And he looked like he looked a little goofy. You know, he didn't seem to be locked in. I mean, look what the guy did. He almost came back again.
Right.
To win. I mean, if they had a defense, they would have won that game. You know, I mean, so I just think he's tired. And I also think with the organization he's in, he can't just show up and, you know, just play the position. I mean, he's chief cook, bottle washer, coach, personal
right.
director.
Right.
I mean, he's everything down there. And I think it's just exhausting.
Now, people jumped on the fact that there was no mention initially today from him of the Patriots or of New England fans. Some people pointed out that the picture that accompanied his Instagram post was of him playing at Gillette last fall. Is there anything to that?
There's something to it. Rich, did he mention Tampa at all?
Yeah.
He mentioned Tampa either, right?
I thought he did. I thought he mentioned the organization.
Oh, he might have. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I mean, that very well could be. That very well could be. Fine. My beef with Brady would be, you should have mentioned the New England fans. If he's pissed off at Belichick and the Crafts, quite frankly, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. And as far as I'm concerned, look, there's, in my eyes, there's not a lot Brady can do wrong. You know, I mean, what do we want as sports fans? He should thank the New England fans. There's no doubt about it. However, Tom Brady took less money for 20 years for the sake of the organization. He won six Super Bowl championships, three with one organization, and a second, three more with, I mean, obviously the same organization, different teams, different eras, I should say. Okay. He had the Willie McGinnis, and he had all those guys his first 3 years. Then in the second three that he won, you know, Edelman, all new guys, right?
Right.
So as a New England sports fan, yeah, okay, he should have thanked you.
Well, now
he should be basically kissing his ass. Six NFLs. This guy gave us six Super Bowls. He took less money and enabled the team to build around him. I mean, I don't know what people want from the guy.
No, now he did.
I really don't.
He did comment when the Patriots released a tweet that had a statement from Bob Kraft. Brady responded to that with a "Thank you, Patriots Nation. I'm beyond grateful. Love you all."
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's after the fact. But you know what? If Billy Joe, you know, if Tommy Sixpack or whatever is all pissed off because he didn't thank him, I mean, what about playing for when he was? I mean, how many times was this guy probably like the 18th highest paid quarterback in the NFL?
Right.
Right. What about that? I mean, look, he saved football in New England. Well, I shouldn't say that. Bledsoe did that. But, I mean, he put football in the map in New England. I have to say, I have no problem with whatever the guy does. No, I really don't.
No, there are some people who floated the idea, and I don't see it happening with Brady, of him signing a one-day contract and retiring as a Patriot. I don't think there's any way that happens.
Well, Rich, that doesn't really happen in football, does it? I mean, they do it like Nomar did it with the
right.
Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes to go to Cooperstown to wear the hat, you'll re-sign with the team.
Right.
Right? But, I mean, in football, I don't think that happens. And I don't think he'll do it.
No, I don't either. And look, no one's ever going to think of Tom Brady other than the people of Tampa Bay. Tom Brady will be a Patriot forever. That's how he'll be remembered. And there'll be a little asterisk that says, oh, yeah, and he won a championship after he left New England.
Right. But I also think about, and it's been well documented, and look, his trainer, Guerrero's, he's a nut job. He's a quack.
Oh, no, man. So it. I'm glad you mentioned it because I thought of you when I read his statement, and he was effusive in his praise for Alex Guerrero, and I thought, that's Solomon in the path from The Arm and the Fall.
Come on now. Solomon's a religious leader. He's got the traitor. Oh, you're very, that's a good one. That's a good one, Rich. That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're both nuts. They're both crackpots. Are you kidding me? You know, except I think that Solomon knows he's a criminal. I'm not saying this guy is a criminal, but I think, you know, Solomon knows he's a fraud. This guy doesn't. You know, nobody gives a rubdown like Alex. Nobody else can do what Alex does. Oh, no. But, you know, but still, like when the way they, you know, I mean, Brady, who was the franchise, they did kind of kick him out the door. You know what I mean?
Right.
They really did. I mean, come on. Who doesn't, listen, I've been fired, laid off, whatever, three times. And, you know, whoever's been through that, who doesn't want to go back and shove it up their old boss's keister like he did?
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I think that he's going to be pissed off, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I mean, Belichick really kind of pissed on him on the way out the door. I mean, he really did, if you think about it. Well, Tom, we can only give you $15 million. That's all we got. Seriously, Bill? Really? Really? Now, Robert, I'll give Robert a bit of a pass because the owner he's got to pick a side. Like the owner said, he went with the coach. So Robert made a decision, and I think that's fine. You know what I mean? I mean, that's fine. He went with the coach.
Sure, sure.
Fine. He said, Bill, you're the coach. What do you want to do? So, you know, I see everybody thinks that, oh, Bill and Tom will have beers later on. No, they won't. No, they won't. No way. Nope. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Brady will be pissed at him until the day he dies.
We're talking with Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. You covered Brady for his entire career. Did he change as a person along the way? I mean, I think you would have to under that bright light.
Sure. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. And I think his wife had a lot to do with it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. people will say that there is something wrong with that, but I don't believe it. I mean, you know, we're all married and we all change. I mean, we, you know, thank God. Am I the same kid that worked for you in 1988? Or when was it? No, 1983, 84, 85? You know, am I the same irresponsible frat boy I was then? God, I hope not. So sure, he changed. Sure he did. And I think Giselle had a lot to do with it, to the point where she was like, you know, Tom, you're taking less money a lot. You know, Tom, these guys aren't really treating you well. Mm. And she was right.
Sure.
I mean, she was right. So, yeah, I do think that Brady became much more of his own man. But let's face it, Rich. You know, you can't coach somebody at 38, 39 the same way you coach them at 23.
Absolutely.
And that's just management, or like, you know, from a management perspective, and you've been in management. Are you going to manage somebody the same way? No, it doesn't. That's where Bill really messed up. You know, you can't. So sure, he changed. But I'm not saying that he changed for the worse. I think he grew up.
Yeah. Well, and I think some of that change allowed him to maintain that high level into his mid-40s.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, he got pissed when they brought in Garoppolo extended his career. I don't know if he'll ever admit that. But Garoppolo extended his career, no question, because he was not in the shape he is now. When Garoppolo got there and Bill said, well, you know, Tom's getting older, and then they lost that Kansas City game. They lost at Kansas City. They got smoked. They turned around and they won the Super Bowl, I think, that year. And some idiot, Tanguay, said they're dead, but whatever. Garoppolo lit a fire under his ass, no question. And that definitely, he poured it on. Yeah, he definitely poured it on.
Gary Tanguay's
no doubt about that.
Gary's new book is called The Arm and the Fall. Look, if you have not read it yet, I'm telling you, this is the perfect time to get it because it takes place right now, waiting for the big game to begin. You're sitting around with no football for the next week and a half. Buy a copy of The Arm and the Fall. You're going to absolutely love it. It's a wonderful read. Gary, always great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Rich, thanks a lot, dude. You're the best. I appreciate it. Take care.
You got it. We'll catch you soon. Gary Tanguay on Downtown.